The Republic Broadcasting Network.
Time and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. Got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Hey, we're back, folks.
I can plow a field all day long.
And thanks for joining us. Let's go to Paul in New Jersey. What's on your mind, Paul?
Jamie, for one, we should remember that, you know, ISIS used to get help from the Israelis and the Turks, that the Israelis would treat wounded ISIS fighters, and the Israelis provided weapons and support to ISIS fighters. That's the first thing. And I urge your audience.
Hold
up.
May I just speak? I want to talk about your point. I don't want you to go on to your point number two before I've had a chance to respond to your point number one. Your point number one is, here's what I hear in your point number one. I, Paul, hate Israel. That's all I hear in your point number one.
Well, you don't want me to work up, remind people of the history of what transpired in Syria.
But I mean, Paul, here's why I say that. Here we are at a glorious, glorious moment of victory for the American people, led by Donald Trump. It's an incredible moment. You know, just but what's on your mind? Your response to that glorious moment with that great thing, that great shot taken into Nancy Pelosi, the great thing about the intelligence community, all of that, this wonderful, great leadership by Donald Trump. You know, and Paul, I mean, I'm being fair to you. No matter what the topic is, no matter what it is, A to Z, you know, your first point is, I hate Israel. And,
it's,
you know, you try
people
to sneak that in. Like, okay, ISIS was given aid by Israel. Well, first of all, who is Israel? Okay. There are a lot of Israelis. Okay. So there's no creature called Israel that, you know, but for you, there is. And so ISIS, here's your equation. This organization that Donald Trump has decimated and destroyed. Donald Trump was the most popular man in Israel. Now you want to make the point, well, Israel is really, Donald Trump didn't just decimate ISIS and destroy al-Baghdadi. No, it's Israel Israel is behind ISIS. I mean, what a sneaky point. Why don't you just say it? Why don't you just come right up and say, hi, this is Paul, I hate Israel. Why don't you just go with that?
Well, are you going to let me speak now?
Yeah, now tell me the next point. Tell me your next point. Your next point demonstrates you hate Israel. Give me the next one.
Well, I'd like to present context. We can't just take this one event out of context. And I think it's, is good for your audience to go to Google and research the origins of this conflict and what led to ISIS to begin with and who was behind
Paul,
it. Here's
Paul,
something
you know,
now.
You can't handle winning, Paul. You can't handle winning. You're so stuck in how much you hate Israel. And I hope that turns into that you hate Donald Trump. And maybe you're already there. I hope it does, because with friends like you, Donald Trump doesn't need enemies. You are consumed with your hatred of Israel. And what I would, I'm not recommending it to you because I don't think you're salvageable, but I would recommend to everybody, this man has saved our country. This incredible hero. And that's the theme of this show. You know, all these bash Israel, you know, things. This is such a failure. And Paul, I don't know how many years you've been at it, but, prior to Donald Trump, there's that question, how's that working out? It wasn't working out. It was an absolute loser approach to fighting for our country and fighting for our people. Donald Trump has hit the right. Donald Trump's got the formula. The Trump phenomenon is, in fact, the manual on how to win. And that doesn't include nonstop bashing of Israel, as if that explains everything. And by the way, when he's winning, you can't handle it. When we're winning, that's not what you want. You want something else. You want the demise of Israel, which is kind of the goal of ISIS, isn't it?
No, that's my whole point. If you had let me speak, I would have taught you from the Jerusalem Post and other sources that in the beginning of this conflict, Israel channeled and supported weapons to ISIS. But likewise, I was going to, if you'd let me continue, I was going to talk about
Let me handle that point. With your level of logic, I could say, instead of saying that John Brennan is a traitor, okay, instead of saying James Clapper is a traitor, and at the very top of the U.S. government, they betrayed, they did some really nasty things, okay? But if I used your style of rhetoric, I would say America. I wouldn't say John Brennan is a traitor, or John Brennan did this evil thing, or John Brennan is evil. He is. I would use your logic, and I would instead say America. I would categorize John Brennan as being America. So if you look, if you cherry pick, you can always find some Israeli somewhere, okay, who did something bad, as you can always find an American like John Brennan who did something bad. It's embarrassing to have to even call him an American. But this level of logic and Israel, Donald Trump is the most popular man in Israel because they love him and because his goals, he shares their goals. And by the way, the kind of nationalism that Donald Trump represents, Israel actually practices that kind of nationalism. Israel actually is interested in surviving as a people. The Israelis are a people. Yes, they're Jewish. That's right. I mean, like, what do you say to that? Duh. Okay. And they want to survive as a Jewish state. They are nationalists. They want to preserve themselves. So they go to great efforts. They build a wall, for example, to secure their country. This is very smart. This is a nation, a people trying to preserve itself. I wish we Americans would do the same. But anyway, Paul, you've got an infinite supply. Listen, here's the thing. Someday.
Can you let me speak?
Well, I don't want to hear item number three.
Should I hang up now?
Well, that's a
good
idea.
I called your show so I could speak, and you speak over me every time because you get triggered.
I don't want to hear.
Because I criticize.
Yes, you criticize Israel. We noticed. Okay, thanks. Thanks, Paul. Okay, and folks, if you think back, you know, I'm such a naive, I'm such a dumb bunny, Kelso is. You know, you're probably, many of you out there are sharper than I am, so you notice, oh, Kelso, why do you take all these calls? You keep taking the same calls from people who, you know, a guy wants to call up and bash Israel. Well, I'm a naive person. I'm thinking, well, you know, at some point in the future, this guy will change his mind. Well, that is very naive, isn't it? And so I stand convicted of that. But just thinking back to myself, and something I don't like, by the way, I like truth in advertising. So if somebody really hates Israel or really hates Jewish people, I wish they would start their commentary with that as a prologue. And then instead of just kind of, you know, meandering around like, you know, surreptitious kind of, you know, where I'm going to undermine something. That's what these people in the media do. You know, it's going to go around this way and that way and so on and confuse people, disorient people, demoralize people. No, speak your mind. Say what you believe. Be like Donald Trump. Just put it right out there. If it's bullshit, bang, it's bullshit. And that's why we love this man. And if you love America, and if that's your motive, just say it the way Donald Trump says it and does it. Anyway, there we go. Spending too much time on that. Let's go to, let me look up here at my phone board here. I think I've got lines open here. I do. So if somebody wants to call in, 800-313-9443. Let's look here at the top of the news and see what, and of course, you know, I've made my point very clear. And so, like, I'm wondering what a guy like Paul thinks of. He's like, well, you know, what's wrong with Kelso? Why doesn't he get it that, you know, Trump's a loser And, you know, I'm a winner. My idea that Paul has, that's a winner. That boy, that's been winning. It's been winning. I'll tell you what, bashing Israel has really paid off big dividends for American patriots. No, Donald Trump's got it. And, you know, some people are so, you know, if you've been doing the one thing, if you're a Johnny One Note, it's been hitting that one note for decades, it's hard to just stop and just go, you know what? Maybe I was wrong. You know what? Maybe this other guy over here who's winning, maybe he's onto something that I missed. That's called, oh, we got another call. That's called learning, folks. Don't spend your whole life, you know, Johnny One Note. You made up your mind when you were 25, and then bang, until you check out at 85. For 60 years, you keep hitting the same one note. No. Learn. Let's go to another caller here. James in South Carolina. James, what's on your mind?
Yeah, hello, James. No, that's North Carolina.
Oh, you're in North Carolina.
Right, Carolina.
Okay, sure. James in the Carolinas. How about that?
Yeah, I'm down here in the Carolinas. This is the first chance I've been meaning to tune into your Sunday show. This is the first chance I've had to do it. What I wanted to do was to follow up on something we talked about a couple of weeks ago. I called in, and I had mentioned at that time that there was some talk, not really substantiated to any great extent, that the whistleblower was nothing more than a fabrication by Adam Schiff and perhaps some people he had working behind the scenes for him. But the proof is starting to come out more and more that that's exactly what it is. I don't know if you've been keeping
yes,
up
I've
with
heard
it.
That. That, now, by the way, and who put that out there, I think, most powerfully? I don't have the tweet in front of me, but President Trump tweeted within the last 72 hours. He put out a tweet about the Ukraine hoax. And then he says, including the whistleblower, and then parentheses, Adam Schiff, ? Close parentheses. So the president put out there, in other words, is the whistleblower actually Adam Schiff? And let me just add another thought to that. You don't want to pin your hopes on that, because then, you know, I mean, there's a good chance that, you know, an even higher likelihood. That would be juicy. That would just be sweet if the whistleblower actually is Adam Schiff. But more likely what it is, James, is that we now know, you know, in glorious technicolor, that the deep state, their bench is thousands deep. There are thousands of them. Mm-hmm. And so, and their whole lives, everything they believe in and that they are, depends on getting rid of Donald Trump. They have to get rid of him, because if Donald Trump succeeds, their world collapses. Their whole life becomes a joke. Like I mentioned, 25 years, you know, you Johnny One Note, you know, their hatred of what you and I believe is who they are. So they probably, in all likelihood, there is some deep stater who was in the White House, and the president has said he's surrounded by these people in the White House. They're everywhere in there. Remember, the Inspector General of the Intelligence Community, the ICIG, Michael Atkinson, who he said this is a credible report from this invisible whistleblower. And the president said, what's going on? What's wrong? What's going on with this ICIG? Donald Trump appointed him. Now you say, oh, wow, that was stupid of Donald Trump to appoint that guy. No, it wasn't. Donald Trump is a guy sitting behind a desk like you, like me, putting his pants on one leg at a time, who has to lead things like a huge U.S. military mission to take out al-Baghdadi and do a whole bunch of things like that every day. He doesn't have time to... or the possibility even of going into the intelligence community, finding a candidate to be the inspector general, then carefully checking the guy out, investigating him, going over to interview him, and then meeting his mother and his father and checking his college record. No, he can't do all of that stuff. So what does the president have to do if he's all by himself in the White House? He has to say, you know, the inspector general position comes available, and the president has to say to somebody on his staff, okay, get me a couple good candidates. And then when they bring in the list, the president doesn't know any of these people. He can't possibly check them out. He has to turn to somebody there and say, which one should I pick? He has to do that. He doesn't have any choice. If he spent a week checking out the inspector general of the intelligence community, he couldn't do the rest of his job. So my point is this: how did he end up with a turkey like Michael Atkinson? Well, the same way he's going to end up with all the other turkeys he already has had, and that he inevitably will have in the future. So don't blame the president when Jeff Sessions turned out to be a turkey. I thought he was great. I remember when he appointed Jeff Sessions, I thought, wow, this is great. What an attorney general we have. You could go back in the archive and listen to me singing the praises of Jeff Sessions, who turns out to be a complete puke. But, you know, so, I mean, what was our point? Refocus me, James. Where were you going?
No, I just got started on the deep state there. Well, you know, it may in fact turn out that they get somebody to come forward and claim to be the whistleblower. I mean, they've got any number of lackeys will play that role if they want him to do it, you know.
You might as well. The first sentence of their job description on all these people like Brennan and Clapper is, so it's lying for a living. That's what they do. Yeah. Lying for a living. That's all they do. These are born liars.
Yeah. Let me jump over to one more thing. And I just yesterday took a look at something on that was posted, a presentation by the Frontline, which is out of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And it was just the most unbelievably biased thing I've ever watched. It was all about how this group headed by Steve Bannon had plotted to get Trump elected on the basis of resentment against immigration. And if you want to get your blood boiling, you can watch it. It's called Zero Tolerance. But like everything else,
that would be
comes
the front line. Yeah. Now that's an interesting one, folks. The Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the public broadcasting system. Look at this. You pay for that with your tax dollars. This is an example of the deep state at work. I can't recall ever seeing a public radio or public television show that was patriotic. I can't recall a single one.
No, you won't ever see one either.
Yeah, and they're so bad that, you know, you say that, you know, how do you know Nancy Pelosi's lying? Well, her lips are moving. Well, how do you know that the PBS or public television or public radio are lying? Because they're making a noise, or they're on your screen. It's an entirely from top to bottom, stem to stern. It's a lying propaganda scam. And that's what we've all had. You know, we've gotten so used to it our whole lives. We don't need any public broadcasting system. We don't need any national public radio. We were doing just fine when I was a little boy. Those things didn't exist. In fact, there was no Department of Education, but there's been one now. People have just assumed, oh, the Department of Education, you know, that must have been set up by George Washington and Benjamin Franklin. No, it wasn't. We don't need any of this crap. There's nothing in the Constitution about the federal government's role in education. Go ahead, James.
Well, yeah, you hit pretty much what I was going to talk about, how you know, that Corporation for Public Broadcasting is at least, well, they're getting about close to $500 million a year out of our pocket.
Wow.
That's just what's officially on the books. If you look deep into it, you'll find it's a heck of a lot more than that coming out from others under other headings.
James, stay right there. You're making a powerful point. We'll be right back, folks.
smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now to Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or to speak with a trained consultant, give Angioprim a call at 954-882-7221. That's 954-882-7221.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We're back, folks, and we're honored to have James with us in South Carolina, a very astute scholar of history. James is in North Carolina. Sorry, James. And I was just going to use it as an example here, James. We talked about the Department of Education. Here's one. You know, I remember this within my own lifetime, folks. I remember as a boy in 1953. Of course, I don't remember this. I was only 5 years old, but the Department of Health, Education, and Welfare was established in 1953. That would be Dwight Eisenhower. 1953. We went for a couple hundred years without a Department of Health, Education, and Welfare. Then that was renamed in 1980. Then they brought in the Department of Education. I forget what year that was. But so they stopped calling it Health, Education, and Welfare, because they had another Department of Education. So they changed the name in 1980 to the Department of Health and Human Services. But we went for most of our history, folks, without, you know, we didn't have a Defense Department. We had a War Department. We had a Secretary of War, because that was important. We had a postmaster. There are very few positions. Go ahead, James, your thoughts.
Well, we were just starting to get on to this funding of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and these others. As bad as a Corporation for Public Broadcasting is, National Public Radio is even worse. I used to listen to it because I would occasionally get some good information off of it. But it's got to the point where I think it ought to be renamed National Race War Radio, because it seems like it is just continually, you've got these angry blacks or angry Hispanics coming on and telling us how totally racist this country is. And it's just constantly. That's what their program is. Their programming is on NPR.
And yes.
I can't take it anymore. I really can't.
Yes. And, you know, it's Donald Trump has ushered in the era where you will hear now, you'll hear comedians, you know, you're making progress when the comedians on your side or just speakers on your side are able to make fun of the enemy. So you're hearing that now on radio, television, in writing. You're hearing people saying, oh, you're going to call us a racist again. Oh, here we go. The R word. Yes, we're all the R word. So we're starting to laugh at our enemies. And that's a sign that the spell is wearing off, that Mr. and Mrs. America are no longer as cowed, as fearful as they once were of being stigmatized by these incantations of the left, you know, that you're a racist, and, you know, that you're a misogynist, that you're a sexist. So that's great. The spell, Donald Trump, by the way, this goes back to my discussion of strong language. Donald Trump has helped to break the spell by using strong language. And go ahead, James. You had a good thought going there. Continue.
Well, now that pretty much winds up what I wanted to talk about. I think we pretty much run the course. I'll get off and let somebody else, if they're waiting to get in, to talk to you. And we'll get back with you later.
All right. Thanks, James. Always a pleasure to hear from you. Let us go, folks. I was just looking here at the history of the U.S. cabinet and of the departments of the federal government. Of course, the federal government has grown like a giant octopus, extending its tentacles out into absolutely everything. And that is not what the founders intended. The whole idea was a limited republic, a limited government with strong state governments. And within those states, strong counties. And then within each county, a strong sheriff who was elected by the people. And who was the Leo, the Cleo, the chief law enforcement officer of every county in America. And as was recognized by the brilliant Supreme Court decision by Justice Antonin Scalia. You remember the name of the decision? It's Prince versus the United States, in which Antonin Scalia wrote what is still currently the acting decision of the U.S. Supreme Court, has not been repudiated by any subsequent Supreme Court, that the sheriff of every county in America, and there are over 3,100 of them, some of them called parishes and other names, boroughs, but the 3,100 plus sheriffs of America are sovereigns. They are a co-equal agency or a co-equal authority with the federal government. And Judge Scalia specifically stated that when the government cannot subordinate the sheriff of a county. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Murr hanging on the line in Wisconsin. Murr, we'll get to you in just a moment. Thank you for your patience. I just noticed this during the break. I mentioned the Supreme Court decision, Prince, that's spelled P-R-I-N-T-Z, Sheriff Prince, versus the United States. And that beautiful, beautiful decision, which, by the way, there's going to be a theme here in my comment, the mysteriously dead Judge Antonin Scalia mysteriously died there in New Mexico on vacation, supposedly found with a pillow over his face, a suspicious death. Nothing proved, but boy, the left wanted to get rid of Antonin Scalia in the same way that they want to get rid of Donald Trump. Donald Trump is just about times 1,000 or times 500, but they really hated Antonin Scalia, because he was at the top on the Supreme Court. He was the top mind. he was the most weighty figure because of the power of his mind on the Supreme Court. Anyway, in that decision, one of the plaintiffs in that decision, it was originally called Mack versus the United States after Sheriff Richard Mack of Graham County, Arizona. It was renamed after Sheriff Prince, who was a co-plaintiff. But you can also think of it as Mack versus the United States. And Richard Mack should get this great credit for this amazing Supreme Court decision. Now, I've lost track. I've met Richard Mack. I lost track here. I met him here in North Dakota back in about 2000. When was it? It must have been about 2012 or 13 that I met him here in North Dakota. And he had started a nationwide movement of sheriffs to stand up for the Constitution, stand up for our constitutional republic. And he was doing a great job. But here's the tragic note. On December 13th, 2014, I just read this. I didn't know it. Mack announced his candidacy for the Navajo County Sheriff. And he says, we're going to make this a constitutional county and show everybody the blueprint for freedom. I just said I'd run for sheriff. We're going to give this one more try. The election is in 2016. Now get this. He doesn't know at this point. He's not aware there in December of 2014. He's not even really aware of Donald Trump, because Donald Trump isn't even aware of Donald Trump yet. Donald Trump hasn't even decided yet to run for president. So he goes, he was just out there as a patriot like you. And he says, the election is in 2016. I'm going to move there in the spring of 2015 so I can get this ready for you. But guess what happened, folks? One month later, in January of 2015, after announcing he was going to run for sheriff, he suffered a heart attack. And at that time, as I calculate, he must have been about 64 years old. Didn't qualify for Medicare yet. And his wife also became ill. And I'm assuming she's probably younger, so probably did not qualify for Medicare. And then here's what the article on him says. Because he and his wife are self-employed, they do not have insurance to pay for their medical bills. So there you go. There you go. And I wonder why I haven't heard much from Richard Mack since I met him, since he was going great guns, pardon the pun, in his campaign to preserve our Second Amendment. And there it is right there. Probably wiped out by a medical bill, heart attack, big, big, big bill. He doesn't have any coverage. He's wiped out. Wow. Anyway, so that's a sad story right there. All right, let's go to Murr in Wisconsin. Murr, are you there? Come
it's,
in, Murr.
Running late. Hey, you know how you were saying the one thing you don't agree with President Trump is on the diet sodas? Well, we have to remember we're getting everything secondhand, and whether or not that was true, back April 9th, a batch of postcards I sent to the White House, this one was directed to Melania about aspartame and Dr. Betty Martini, and I've heard other callers say he should know about this. So he knows now. I'm sure she's been on this, because I'll tell you in a minute some other things she's been on. Another one of the postcards was the Trump phenomenon. These are in great big capital letters, so as the cards cross the country, they see a lot of eyes see them. And on the 14th, it was reported Pentagon Task Force rescued 2,100 children in cages in bunker in California, that the power outage was distraction as much as anything else.
Okay, yes. That's a powerful, wow.
And there will be more of these. Able Danger, A-B-E-L, danger.org. Now, see, there was a Pentagon task force that's, whatever, was L-E, you know, Able. This is A-B-E-L, like Able, Cain and Abel, danger.org. And Field McConnell, the Marine, ex-Marine, he turned 70. Yeah, he turned 70 October 2nd, I believe it was. Anyway, he went to the Dallas rally, and they asked him to meet with some of Trump's people. Now, see, he's been behind a lot of this. There's a lot of people trying to bring this forward because the regular folks don't, you know, they think they do something bad and they're called guilty for racism and all this other stuff. Well, what's really bad that's going on is what they're doing with children, okay? It's sex and it's starving them till there's just a few left.
Yeah. And Mer,
there's all kind of horrible things that are going on.
Yeah, well,
but
Let me just tell you, Field McConnell does
a live stream, and he's been told that he will be this his whenever he does his radio that he will be an outlet for more news about more of these rescues. But also, I don't know if it was him or someone from there, but I hear like on Jeff Rentz him saying, "Oh well, Hillary won because she canceled her fireworks." Listen, remember she was supposed to have fireworks? Well, they called the fire marshal in the area. She had no permit there at Jacob Javits Center. That's why they were canceled. Because, see, it would be look like it's all over. If she set off fireworks, no matter who won, they would say, oh, well, she must have won. She set off fireworks, right? So that's why she didn't get to do the fireworks. She didn't have a permit, permit.
Mer, on all these things, great points and, from this wise audience with folks like you in it. Of course, this is a cosmic battle that you and I are
spiritual.
We're both. It's frightening and it's wonderful. We're privileged, and we're also morally obligated to be in this battle. And it is a battle between truth and lies. It's a battle
between
good and evil. And it's not a dramatization or a hyperbolization of the matter to describe it in that way. This is no normal time that we're in. This is no normal period or, calm period of history. This is really the on every front, it's a decisive battle. And, the beauty of what happened today is that, and the almost miraculous nature of it, is here the president went after the baddest bad guy of them all, al-Baghdadi. He's been after him for almost 3 years. And the guy died like a dog. I love the way the president said that. At the beginning of the show, folks, we played that clip. He died like a dog, whimpering. He died like a coward. And the president came back with his troops, kind of like the Gene Autry music I play. Gene Autry, when he fired the bad guy, always went down. not a single American was hurt. I'll tell you what, only the dog was hurt, and the dog will probably get a Purple Heart, and the president will probably hang it around his neck.
And he took over the Sunday news cycle live. That was good. That was really good this morning, I suppose,
Yeah,
but
yeah.
He's much more brilliant and informed than anyone wants to give him credit. They keep saying all these other things. No, he's been working on this all his life. He was born into this. God doesn't make any mistakes. He puts in power who's to be in power. But he's a very brilliant man. Do you remember he kept saying about the Kurds, there are no angels? There are no angels there?
Yes, correct.
Well, it turns out that the Yazidi, it's spelled both Y-A-H-Z-I-D-I and Y-E-H-Z-I-D-I, their god is the peacock angel. And there's several settlements all through that part of the world. But I put in your the Trump Phenomenon and Dr. Tango information about that. People can look into that themselves. I gave the spelling. But it's very, very interesting that he should keep saying there are no angels, and here this peacock angel is the one. And it also puts NBC's logo in a whole nother light, doesn't it?
Well, yeah. And, of course, what the president so truthfully, so accurately, and, as you say, brilliantly, he is so well informed. This area of the world, He asked Lindsey Graham that. He said, Lindsey, this is great. He called Lindsey out. He said, Lindsey, how long have the Kurds been fighting the Turks? How many centuries? And we're not going to get ourselves signed up in that. Look at that. Let's just look at that for just a moment, Mer. In that battling that's going on there in the border between Iraq, Turkey, and Syria, with a whole bunch of other borders very nearby, you have in each of these countries, by the way, multiple factions that hate each other and fight each other viciously. You have multiple Iraqi factions. multiple Turkish factions, multiple Kurdish factions. They don't even have a country. They're just a people that straddles all three countries. And then you have the Syrians with multiple factions. You have dictators in all of these countries. You have no institutions of freedom or, you know, constitutionalism or anything, no Western institutions at all. You know, I mean, this is a rat's nest. And then the United States. Oh, and then you have the Russians in there as well. And the president made a very astute observation there. He said to the Russians, he said, good luck, boys. Because, you know, because that's exactly what the Russians must be thinking. Like, you know, who wants to be in here? You know, who wants to be in the middle of this nightmare of fighting? You make the point. There are no angels here. Oh, the Turkish record is terrible of slaughter. The Kurds, they have had some very nasty terrorist organizations that blow people up. Syria, you know, the Iraqis. So the president, very rightly reflecting our, you know, first president, you know, no foreign entanglements. Get the heck out of there. You know, right. we're not going to reform these people. You know, they're not going to be going to Sunday school when we finish with them. In fact, that was the president's point. That's the big problem. That's the question, the unanswerable question that he posed to Lindsey Graham. Well, how long are you going to be here, Lindsey? He actually said that personally to Lindsey, with Lindsey right there. How long are we going to be there, Lindsey? And of course, there's no answer.
If he's in control, right? If you had your way, Lindsey.
Yeah. There is no answer to that. So when's the right time to get out? When's the right time to get out? The right time to get out is probably about 10 years. Well, let's see. When did we invade Iraq? 2000, was it three or something? The right time to get out is
actually, George H.W. Bush went in there in 91.
16 years ago. Yeah, even earlier. 20 years ago is the right time to
get
out.
Britain in 1953 split Iran and Iraq apart.
Yeah, exactly.
Persian Empire.
Murr, the president made the devastatingly unanswerable point in his recent, statements and so on. And there's... He just shuts the press up with this. The Middle East is now, after all of this bloodshed, wars, slaughter, and $8 trillion lost. I mean, gone, burned up, like you burned it up. It's worse off now than it was 20 years ago.
Let alone the bloodshed. Yeah.
It's worse off. Iraq is worse. Syria is worse. Turkey is worse. Iran is worse. Lebanon is worse. Every place in the whole Middle East is worse. Wow. And then the president, it was beautiful. He said, oh, all you geniuses there in the so-called intelligence community. And he just made that comment. We just heard it. He said, I found a lot of pretty dumb people in the so-called intelligence community. Great work, you geniuses. And of course, they're not geniuses.
Oxymoron, huh?
They're,
military intelligence.
Well, yeah, or just, yeah, that oxymoron, or just maybe moron. Yeah.
Moron and moron and moron. Too much on. Hey, I'm looking at the archives, and you started the Trump phenomenon. First one shows here. It was June 27, 2016. And the first part of July, there was a coup against Erdogan in Turkey. And all the people that are armed rose up and put it down. And Trump, at that time, I don't know if it's still on his Twitter. I didn't search that, but I remember it. He said, would you do that for me? And this was even before. This was just as he was really getting into the race. You know?
Oh, okay.
Really
so
thoroughly.
Now, thank you for that. I don't know if the archive is accurate. I don't know if the archive actually has the first show. I had to go back and listen. But that means you've been on the air with this show.
Before that,
it has
the American Freedom Party. You were doing the American Freedom Party, it was called before then.
Yeah. But
so these archives go back.
This is my first love, the Trump phenomenon. We've been on the air for at least 3 years and 4 months. That's wonderful. We're growing old together.
We're all still a phenomenon,
you. Too
aren't
young.
We?
You're too young to say that yet. But
No. Oh, you have no idea.
Well, thank you very much, Murr. And boy, thank you for sending those postcards to Melania and to the Trump offices. Thank you.
Can I give you one more tidbit?
Sure.
Russia landed bombers in South Africa this last week.
Okay, that's, you know.
See, they were going to do it before, but they were busy tied up in Syria. And I think it's about what's happening in South Africa. And we know what's happening in South Africa. You've had Karen Smith on.
Yes, yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And we haven't covered that story at all in recent times, and so shame on
bloodshed.
Me. Shame on me.
It's just so much. And the thing is, actually, people, if we let the muddy go, that's the movies, the music, the sports, it's all handled by crooks. And if we let it all, and liars, and if we let it all fall flat broke and deal amongst ourselves, that's all we need. We don't need them. Let them go broke. And then they won't, you know, determine what you think.
Let me, you know what, Murray, you inspired my next topic, which we'll cover in our last segment, which will be next. I'm going to talk about the up-and-coming future, real, huge Patriot Network. I'm going to predict it right
here. Okay,
I'll
hang up. Thank you, Jamie. Right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
When I was a little boy, Mama said to me, any man can be a fool. A man is hard to be. Any man can be a fool. A man is hard to be.
I went through life, my ways were fast. And many times
we're back, and the final little segment here for just a couple minutes, I want to give you a cheering thought, something that I feel is coming for sure. So I'll make a little prediction right here. We are right now, one of the great achievements of Donald Trump, he's created the Trump movement, which is this inchoate, you know, I mean, it's happening all over the place. It's not directed, I guess the direction is coming from Donald Trump. But he's building this patriot movement, which is maybe an even greater achievement than his great achievement of becoming president. Well, part of the Trump movement is that Donald Trump is also creating a future patriot network. Doesn't exist yet. You're part of it right now. You as a listener and this network and wherever you are out there, if you're listening in some, you know, many different places or stations with different names, but, you know, you're part of this patriot network that Donald Trump is building, part of the Trump movement, the patriot movement. And what's happening right now is that we're separating the men from the boys and the women from the girls. We're finding out who the real patriots are. The pukes are having to reveal themselves. And they Donald Trump is doing the greatest job of naming them. When they have to, you know, in order to fire, they have to lift their heads above the rampart and reveal themselves to take a shot at Donald Trump and the patriot cause. So, you know, like people like Laura Ingraham, Jeanine Pirro, Tucker Carlson, Lou Dobbs, Sean Hannity, Mark Levin, these people are proving themselves to be patriots. And they will form whatever the Murdochs do with Fox is not in the end going to make is not going to be decisive, because we now know who the patriot broadcasters are and the patriot journalists. They will form a network. The talent is the key. There are a lot of people out there with money, lots of people with TV and radio stations and so on. The rare thing is the great patriots and the great messengers. Well, we're now finding out who they are. So what will happen if Fox, if the Murdochs turn Fox, take a turn to the left? Overnight, a great patriot network will be formed. Donald Trump may be an integral part of it. And he will give it, at a minimum, he will give it his blessing and interviews and his time. And that great patriot network is going to suck all the oxygen out of the room. All of us, tens of millions of us, just 63 million of us, just for starters who voted for Donald Trump, we're going to suck all the money and the oxygen out of the left-wing media, and they're going to flounder like fish out of water. And we will build a tremendous patriot communications network, and this will be just a death blow to the left. Well, thank you very much for joining us, folks, in our Sunday Spectacular. We'll meet up again tomorrow, 24 hours from now. We'll meet up 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern time in the Trump Clubhouse. See you then.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.